Well, the tweets were flying yesterday. Here's one from environmental activist Bill McKibben to Mitt Romney. Please explain again why slowing the rise of oceans is such a silly plan. Here's another that claimed to be from climate change to the candidate, saying Sandy is payback for not talking about me in the debates. Whenever there's an extreme weather event, the question comes up, is it climate change? Carrie Emanuel is the Cecil and Ida Green Professor of Atmospheric Science at MIT. And Carrie, we are reading that Sandy got a boost from extraordinarily warm waters, the highest ever recorded. That was this year. So can we conclude it's climate change?
Well, it's a bit hard to say that. Sandy certainly started her life as a hurricane over waters that were anomalously warm. In fact, Sandy's entire trajectory was over waters that were anomalously warm. But Sandy's truly devastating effects were also owing to Sandy's interaction with a winter-type storm, and so Sandy became what we call a hybrid. Unfortunately, we don't know very much about how climate change affects hybrid storms in particular. We do know something about how it affects hurricanes. We expect to see a greater frequency of intense hurricanes as the climate warms, and we're beginning to see signals of that in the historical records.
So you are in the camp that these warmer waters are going to cause more extreme hurricanes?
That's right. Particularly in the Atlantic, where we have good records, we see that measures of hurricane power track the temperature of the tropical ocean during hurricane season extremely well for about 100 years. And we also have theories and models that all suggest that continued warming will lead to a higher frequency of intense hurricanes, although ironically, the frequency of weak hurricanes may actually drop.
Yeah. Well, and as you explained, it was this cold front that kind of pulled Sandy to the left, that abrupt left-hand turn at New Jersey, which made it the hybrid, the Frankenstorm that it turned into. But what about Bill McKibben's comment, which was referring to President Obama's pledge to lower the rising of the seas, and then Mitt Romney mocking that promise? We're reading that sea levels are rising here in the Northeast, 3 to 4 times faster than global rates.
That's right. And sea level rise is one of the main consequences of global warming about which we are concerned. And when you talk about storms like hurricanes, often their most destructive component is a storm surge, which is a phenomenon actually rather like a tsunami in its physics, but driven by wind and not by earthquakes. And whenever you add some to sea level, half a meter or a meter, you really extend the tail of that distribution of storm surges out so that, you know, an event that might have happened once every 100 years now happens once every 50 or 40 years as the sea level rises.
Yeah.
So it's a big concern.
Well, we were saying, okay, you're seeing water on a third of Manhattan. Maybe in 5 years you see it on half of Manhattan. I mean, what is your sense of... I don't want to be alarmist, but what is your sense of what might happen if this continues and nothing is done about it?
If you want to sum it up in very round numbers, I would say that there's more or less a 60% chance that our grandchildren are going to face serious problems owing to climate change, maybe a 20% chance that they'll only face relatively minor problems, and maybe a 20% chance that they're going to have really serious problems to deal with. And the problems that we worry about are sort of knock-on effects. So, for example, climate change demonstrably increases the frequency of major droughts. And in other parts of the world, particularly in developing countries, drought can lead to mass famine, starvation, and that leads to political instability. And our own Department of Defense is extremely concerned about the indirect national security threats posed by these issues. So our grandchildren may be facing major global conflict because we failed to do anything today.
Not to mention fatalities from storms that wipe out seacoast towns. But conversely, can you do something about it? Can you stop the rise of the seas, for instance, by cutting greenhouse emissions?
Well, of course, it takes a global international effort, but the short answer is yes, you can. And you can do that without too much suffering and pain. But most people who study the problem of how you do this, they all say basically the same thing. There is no particular magic bullet, but there are many things, all of them relatively small, which we can do, which collectively will put a big dent in the problem. We can find ways to conserve energy, to burn fuel more efficiently. We can try to extract carbon from fossil fuels and bury it. There are all kinds of solutions nuclear power, solar, wind, a little bit of all of those thrown together goes a long way. And what it really takes is political will, and that's what's lacking, particularly in the United States.
Well, I was going to say, given this, how are you feeling watching this presidential campaign season with pretty much no mention, except, I mean, I really think the only thing I can think of is Mitt Romney's kind of scoffing about the notion.
It makes me feel awful, and I think it makes most people who understand the problems we're facing awful because, you know, we have ancestors. We have our fathers and mothers' generation fought wars on our behalf. They made sacrifices to make sure that we didn't have to suffer under fascism or communism. What's our generation doing? Putting our heads in the sand. We don't seem to care about our grandchildren. We just go on wondering whether we can inch up the economy a few percent to make us even better off than we are. And we are well off by historical standards. Sure, there are people suffering out there by comparison to the last few decades, but by the standards of world history, we're in good shape, and we should be worried about our grandchildren. It's a pity that we're not.
Do you also fault the Obama administration for not inserting climate change into the dialogue?
Yes, I do. I mean, the Obama administration, to their credit, has been quietly doing things to help advance the notion that we should do something about climate change, but they don't seem to want to talk about it, on the other hand.
MIT's Carrie Emanuel, thank you so much. We are up against the break. When we come back, we'll check in on another controversy on the campaign trail. That's here and now.